is just dialing it's Kaila Loshen. Shkoich David. Shomaz Lom and Aliyah.
Torway, Northwest London, Tuesday, Chof Hei Tishri, the 10th of October, Rav Yecheskel Jacob, are all Jews Jewish? This week's shiurim have been sponsored by Refuah Shleima of Rafal Moshe Ben Devoira, that he should be zoicha to Refuah Shleima b'soich sh'ah Chayle Yisrael.
Amen.
Thank you for having me. You know, recently, one of the wealthiest people in the world said in an interview that they feel aspirationally Jewish. I don't know what that means, but it seems like the word Jewish is taken in various contexts and people use it in various forms. For the purpose of this share, when I say Jewish, there's a very interesting halacha, which is that a Jew that doesn't keep the Torah loses some of his rights as a Jew, and it will have many effects, many ramifications, probably in all areas of the Torah, that now this Jew, for other people that are working with him, Yiddishkeit is a communal thing, there's many mitzvahs that we do together, and a Yid who doesn't keep the mitzvahs, unfortunately, loses a lot of those chusim, and has the status of a goy in many areas of the Torah. Now, just a disclaimer, that does not mean for him himself, he has full chiyuvim. He has to do, he's not actually less of a yid, but he has a din, he has a status of a goy for many halachas of the Torah. And obviously this has widespread ramifications in many areas. Now obviously, we all know that Tinok Shenishba, someone who was brought up and never knew anything that's called famously Tinok Shenishba. The question is, what is the limitations of that? Can we explore the what goes into Tinok Shenishba? So I tried to get into it a little bit. The complexity is that there's no one place which is Hilchus Mumma or Hilchus Tinok Shenishba. This is, as we said, it goes over the whole Shas because it has effects on all the mitzvahs. And therefore the Maror Mekoymus, the sources are spread out over the whole Shas, so it's a very complex topic. Hopefully we can, even if we can open up a little bit, give it a little bit of background, I think would be very useful. As I always say, it's not meant to be Halacha L'maisa. Any actual Halacha L'maisa questions, ask your LOR, your local Orthodox rabbi. Just if we can open up and start to understand a little bit the background, I think that would be an amazing thing. The first Maror Makom I want to start with is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which is talking about the halacha of meridin v'loy malin. So it's obviously a dramatic halacha. The halacha is talking about people that meridin, that we take down, that v'loy malin, and we don't pull them up. If they need to be saved, we also don't save them. So the Gemara says like this, ho'ev d'chavim meray behim edaka, loy malin v'loy meridin. We don't lift them up, we don't save them, v'loy meridin, but we don't put them down. Aval aminim v'amaseiris v'amumorim, mumorim, minim, people who are anti, hoyu meridim v'loy malin. Halacha is meridim v'loy malin. Now I just want to say one disclaimer, if anyone is trying to figure out what the halacha of meridin is, there's a very important chazanish. Chazanish says that nowadays, there's no din meridin. Why is there no din meridin? He says, in the olden times, Hashem's Yiddishkeit and the vision of the world was in a much more pristine state, and especially in the Jewish people, which means to say that someone who is doing, who is going on his own track, it was clear to everyone that it was something evil, something that was pulling everyone down. And therefore, when it says, everyone understood the necessity of that. And everyone understood what Yiddishkeit was losing, what Klal Yisrael was losing by this person. So when someone did a meridin, I'm sure it wasn't very common, but if there was a halacha meridin, everyone understood the benefits. It says, nowadays, the whole world is upside down. And if someone would do a kanos or something like that, not only would it not be over Yartara Mikibecha, it would actually create more ra in the world, because it would create an incredible Chil Hashem. People have do not see any purpose and any benefit in the opposite. They'll look at it as a avera, as a bad act. So he says, it's pashat that that's why nowadays there's no concept of meridin. Just a short point in that the whole halacha of meridin v'lo malim. Meridin means that you take them down. That means if they you put them down. You put them down. That means if there's opportunity to get rid of them, you get rid of them. That's the concept of meridin. So the Gemara says this. Omalei ani shoyne l'chol aveda sachicha. The rabbi says hamuma. So he asked him a question. Rabbi Yochanan said, I learn a drasha l'chol aveda sachicha in Hashabbos aveda. Any aveda. The rabbi says hamuma, to include even someone who doesn't keep the Torah mitzvahs, you have to give back the aveda. The at omris meridin, and you're telling me there's halacha meridin in such a person? How could there be this halacha meridin in such a person? And I'm saying a drasha that there's a chiyuv to give back his aveda. It can't be that this person has a status of a goy to the extent that meridin, that means pikuach nefesh is the number one tenet in Yiddishkeit. And the halacha is meridin. He doesn't have halacha pikuach nefesh, the opposite. And I'm saying a drasha that you give back his aveda. Those two things don't work. That's Rabbi Yochanan's question. So the Gemara says, Sami mikan muma. We take out the halacha muma from the halacha meridim. And the Gemara then says, Velishni kan b'muma oichel nevelis leti'ovein kan b'muma oichel nevelis ha'achis. This is very important Gemara. The Gemara says, why did the Gemara ask the question, and the Gemara sticks with that, that you could have said an answer that one is muma oichel nevelis leti'ovein. That means someone who does it out of desire. So that's muma oichel nevelis leti'ovein. Kan b'muma oichel nevelis ha'achis. If he does it hachis, if he wants to get God, right? So the mumma ichlav es hachis is the halacha would be meridin, and you wouldn't return his haveda. Mumma ichlav es tiyavoin, the halacha would not be meridin. So that's the Gemara's chiluk, which is a very important concept, which we'll find all over Shas. Mumma ichlav es tiyavoin means someone's doing it; he doesn't have any ideology. Mumma ichlav es tiyavoin, he wants to enjoy life. That's what one, and then you have which means someone who's actually anti. And someone who's anti is a much more severe halacha, and that's the Gemara's chiluk. So that's mumma oichel ve'es tiyavon, mumma oichel ve'es hachis. So it's a very important Tosfos. Tosfos says that the question of returning an aveda is not a straight out stira. Tosfos says we find other places where we return aveda. Says Tosfos, the actual question is because part of that drush of avishavai saloi, we learn out not only Aveda, we learn out Hashavas Loi Gufoi. That means from the drush of Hashavas Aveda, we learn out Hashavas Aguf. So it's Tosfos, and that is the stira. That if you find Hashavas Aveda, that means there's also a Chiv Hashavas Aguf. Someone mentioned to me, Vashem Rebbe Chanan, I didn't see this inside, that part of the Chiv to do Kiruv is part of Hashavas Loi, give back his Aveda. He's a Yid, it's his. Yiddishkeit is his thing. Give it, return him his lost Yiddishkeit. So that's Hashavas Loi. Now the Gemara is asking a question, the Tosfos, Vashavoisele, the Aveda includes guf. So how can we meridin? There's a clash over there. Do you have to give his guf back, or do you take away his guf? Then Tosfos says, therefore, when we're marbe, mumo ichlo veves etiovim, beinu moida beinu gufoi, vafilu la loisoi, you have to save him, and you have to be poidim. Now Tosfos brings a raya from a Gemara of Ami, a famous Gemara, that there was someone who was getting kidnapped, who was already kidnapped by a band of Ludoi, which is a famous criminals in the Gemara. And he was asking Rav Ami to free him. So originally Rav Ami was trying to free him for a lot of money. And they told him that he's a mumma. So he said he still wants to free him. Then they said that he had the option. He has kosher, non-kosher in front of him, and he still goes for the non-kosher. So Rav Ami said, I'm sorry, I can't free you. So Tosfos brings out from this concept that mumma ichlo veisa to avah, you're mechuyev to free him. You're mechuyev to save him. Just like you're mechuyev to give back his aveda. But mumma ichlo veisa hachis, says Tosfos, there you won't have the halacha, and you didn't free him. So that's what Tosfos brings out from there. Now, that's Tosfos. Tosfos has a very clear distinction between mumma ichlo veisa to avah, mumma ichlo veisa hachis. Mumma ichlo veisa to avah, give him, be mechayv to free him, to save him, to give back his aveda. Mumma ichlo veisa hachis, you don't. The Urayim, on the other hand, is the other shita. The Urayim says that whenever we say achiv, means achiv b'mitzvahs. He says, achiv means b'mitzvahs. They have to be actually practicing. That's shita say Urayim. He brings a raya from the Gemara Baba Kama. When we speak about Ever Kanani or Boishas, the Gemara says, achiv b'mitzvahs. You see that the concept of achiv means achiv b'mitzvahs. Therefore, the Urayim wants to say that really, even a mumma ichlo veisa to avain, you're not mechuyev to, besides aveda, was an extra drasha, you're not mechuyev to save. But you, it's also to be meirid, you can't actually do something against him, but you're not mechuyev to save him. That's what the Urayim says. Now, lahalacha, in the Shulchan Aruch, it's very confusing. If you look in Hilchot Staka, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you're not mechuyev. It seems to be from the Shulchan Aruch. Avarian, you're not mechuyev to save him, and you're not mechuyev to lend him money. And that you see, look in Sif Beis, in Rishon Hei Sif Beis, you'll find Misha Avarian Lahachis Afilu Mitzvah Achas Oslef Dois. That means again, if it's Avarian Lahachis, if he's ideology, then it's Oslef Dois. But says the Ramah, "Avla varin leti ovain ain issa bedava and writes leftoisei." There's no issa, avla im chiyovin bekach. So this sounds very much like the Urayim that you're not mechuyev. If you look in the Goyin of Vilna, the Bi'ur Agroi says he's mitzayin this Tosfos we just read that says no, a mumma ichlo veisa to ovain, you have a full out chiyuv to save, and he says v'chein ika. That means the Goyin of Vilna paskins mumma ichlo veisa to ovain. If there's someone who's just doing it just because he wants to, then he has full chiyuvim. You have to save him. You have full achicha. That's how the going goes. But the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin like the Urayim. And if you look at the Pischei Tshuva, that he brings very interesting. He brings a Tshuva's Chavis Yair. There's a story. There was someone who was a well-known thief in the town. A well-known thief. And I'm sure he had no lost love between the people of the community. And at one point, the authorities had taken him, and they were using excessive force, and it was becoming a situation where it was dangerous. So the Chavis Yair wrote a tshuva that we have to do everything in our power to save him, and he was trying to raise the exorbitant sum to save this thief. And the Pischei Tshuva says that it's Mam Shapala. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah in Hilchos Tzedakah, you'll see that although it's not osa to save, but you're not mechuyev to. Now again, this ganav is mumma ichlo veisa to avain, and that means he likes the ganav. He likes the benefits. So it's mumma ichlo veisa to avain. So the Chavis Yair is saying, of course you're mechuyev to save him. And you're mechuyev to do everything in your power. And the Pischei Tshuva says, what's going on? Look in the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, in Hilchot Tzedakah, and you'll see there is no chiyuv. So he goes back and forth, and he brings the Bechor Shor, who says, 1 minute, but you look in Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, Chavav and Beis, which we just read, Tosfos says, mumma ichlo veisa achis, there's no chiyuv to save. A mumma ichlo veisa to avain, of course there's a chiyuv to save. That's what Tosfos and Avodah Zarah we just read. So it seems to be a big discussion and an argument amongst the Poskim. What shita do we go with l'maisa? Do we go with Urayim, that anyone who actually is not a practicing Jew, there's no chiyuvim, that you don't have chiyuvim? Again, if you want to do the fnim mishur sadin, there would be a concept of the fnim mishur sadin, but there's no chiyuv. To know an obligation, there's no obligation. Or you say, of course there's a chiyuv. There's only no chiyuv by mumma ichlo veisa hachis. So it seems to be a very big machlokes. In the end of the day, the Gaon of Vilna goes very much with the Tosfos Avodah Zarah we just read. And other poskim seem to be back and forth. In the Shulchan Aruch Ramah and Hilchos Tzedakah, mashma that they go with Urayim, that if you're not practicing, there is no chiyuv. So, if we get right down to it, Tinik Shenishba, right? So there's a famous concept called Tinik Shenishba, which means someone, what's Tinik Shenishba mean? The literal sense of it is Tinik Shenishba means someone who was captured by Goyim and was raised as a Goy. So what are the limitations? What is the concept of Tinik Shenishba? Where does it come from? So actually the first Maramokim for Tinik Shenishba is the Beis Yosef in Yeridea Kuflantes. Kuflantes is Hilchos Ribbis. So the Beis Yosef writes of that the halacha of ribbis is v'cheyochicha imach. I mean to say, you're not allowed to take ribbis from someone, and we consider it, you take his life. Right? What's ribbis? It grows and grows and grows, and before he knows it, there's no way he can come out of this loan. It kills him, right? That's the concept of ribbis. V'cheyochicha imach, let him live. Save him. So that's the concept of ribbis. So this would be a direct tzushtal, a direct association with the halacha we just learned. Is there a chiyuv to save someone who doesn't keep the Torah, lete avoin, and the haches, right? That's the direct outcome of this halacha. So the Tesis actually brings that it will be also to lend ribbis to a mumo eichel ve'es lete avoin, but mumo eichel ve'es haches, it would be allowed to lend ribbis. So that would be based on this shal we just said. Mumo eichel ve'es lete avoin, would be also to lend ribbis or no? Now, it seems to be that everyone agrees that ribbis he would not be allowed to, even the Reim agrees, because he says ribbis is a form of gezel. The Gemara compares it to gezel ribbis. It means we actually look at it by ribbis that you're taking his money. We don't look at it that it's my hard-earned money, I've charged you a certain rate for lending you the money, and it's rightfully mine, and therefore, even though it's also to do, but it won't be part of a Shabbos Veda. Even the Reim says, Moma Echol Veda Tziyom, there's no chiyuvim to him. Aveda there is. Why? Because Aveda is his. You're just giving back his thing. I'm not mechuyev to go out my way to save him, but if it's his item, if it's his money, I have to give it back. Same ribbis, we looked at it as gezel. We look at it, you're taking his thing. When I charge him on a loan, ribbis, I'm actually taking his money. I have no right to charge him that. That's not rightfully charged money, and therefore, it's like Aveda, and you have to give it back. So everyone would agree by ribbis, even by Mumma Eichel Ve'es Tiyavain, that you're not allowed to charge ribbis. So the Beis Yosef over there says like this, Bnei HaKaroim, which is Karoim, a famous Karaites, other people who don't believe in Teresh Ba'peh, who K'moi Tinik Shenishba Beina Akum. It's like a Tinik Shenishba Beina Akum. Why? Because they were raised like that. V'agam, Sheyesh Cholkim, Hanamuk Yosef Ramban, that the Hanamuk Yosef Ramban means the whole concept of Tinik Shenishba means they don't know there's such a concept of Yidden. They were captured by Goyim, and they never saw another Jew again. So that's Tinik Shenishba. That's Tinik Shenishba. But says the Ramban, you're telling me about a Karoi who lives just outside the Jewish community, so he knows there's a concept as Jewish, he knows there's a concept as Torah mitzvahs, but he was raised differently. Says the Ramban, that's not called Tinik Shenishba, but the Beis Yosef paskens, Bnei HaKaroim, is K'moi Tinik Shenishba, because they were raised like that. So their whole understanding, the whole view of the world, is based on that false upbringing, and you can't blame them. So this is where everything gets a little bit shady. How far does Tinik Shenishba go? How much exposure do we say that's still like Bnei HaKaroim? Or do we say that, one second, this is already more exposure and this is not Tinik Shenishba, they're actually exposed. I actually spoke to a Kira professional. I asked him, he has obviously many guests at his table which aren't from. Now, one of the halachas of Tinik Shenishba is that Yai Nesech, right? Stam Yeinom. If most poiskim rishonim would apply even to the halacha of mumah, like we said that a Jew would also have a status of a goy. Chazal made a takana that would be bechlal the status of a goy to have yenom yai nesach, right? To make the wine asa. So I asked him, how does he go about it? I mean, if he has yain shenim bavushal, is he makbid? Does he has guests? People he's doing kira. People are coming close to Yiddishkeit. Is that a problem? So he told me that he's careful with Yai Nesech, because Tinik Shenishba, it's very hard to know what's the level. Now, if someone was brought up non-religious, then Lechaira, there should be Bechlal, this Beis Yosef that was in Skadlu, they grew up like that, they grew up on this mistake, but it seems to be the more kirov you do on them, actually the more precarious the state becomes, because the more exposure. So maybe the first Shabbos meal may be less of a problem as time goes on. So this is a very delicate subject. So, what is the het of Tinik Shenishba? What is actually the het of Tinik Shenishba? What does that mean? Because they are Tinik Shenishba, therefore what? So, the Lashon of the Shach, is it's a shaygig. That means the whole, they don't know what Yiddishkeit means, it's a shaygig. You look in the Tazen Shach and Arachayim, Shempehei, the Biyar Groh and Hilchos Ribbis, they all say the Lashon of shaygig. And actually the Lashon of Rambam, very important Rambam, the Rambam says it's Ka'inus, and he says even if afterwards they see the Yidden, but this Gadduwal to Usam, which is the understanding was saying, they grew up on this mistake. And if actually, I would say nowadays this is even more so because of the strength of the media, which forms the opinions. If someone was, if you were in Eretz Yisrael and you brought up as a Chiloni, you have a very strong narrative. And when you see, I saw in one of the Sfarim, they said they asked a Chiloni Jew who became Frum, how did you look at the Haredim before you became? He said, they're completely crazy. They're not. This is not a normal way of life. That means that the narrative is so strong that there's a real niskalot to Usam, and we could consider it like a shaygig or einus. But the question is, the Rambam only brings it legabe the halacha of Moiridin. So some achrayim try to be mefakfek, and they say, would this be a straight out, that because the tinek shenishba, that means in all things, we look at it like an einus, like a shaygig. Imagine like any Jew who does an avir of a shaygig. Obviously they don't lose any status. Is the tinek shenishba go as far as that in all things, they do an avera, they don't lose their status at all because we look at this complete shaygun oinus. So some achrayim have a fakfek. Does the Rambam bring it everywhere? Does he only bring it legav the halacha meridin about saving their lives? So I actually saw there's a famous tshuva of Moshe in Kiddushin, in Avinu Ezer, about, there's a famous story about in a gymnasium. Those days they had the gymnasiums, and a boy, a teenager, went over to another girl and said, "I have a ring at Mekudesh." It's the famous story. They, as a joke, he took a ring. He said, "Hurry up, Mekudesh," and she took the ring. And this was a big problem, right? Is she married, divorced? So this was, Moshe has a huge shuv about it, many anafim. And anaf yud beis, he discusses the kashas of the edim. He says the kashas of the edim. Now, over there, unfortunately, we were talking about people who probably grew up religious and then weren't so religious. That's unfortunately the story over there by the gymnasium, which Ramesha Feinstein is discussing. And so he says, the halvalacha, pekarsim, meridin, of course they're not kosher edim, that the edim said, they were edim was said, that the whole thing was a joke. But Ramesha says, how do we look at these edim? And then he says, even if they were tinek shenishba, this is what Ramesha says, between the shuras, even if they're tinek shenishba, that's all that we save them in order to bring them back to Yiddishkeit. But otherwise, they have a status of a goy in many areas. This is Ramesh's words, being Ashuris in Avinu Ezer, in an upyud base over there in the Tshuva. So it would seem from Ramesh that he doesn't go with this Tinek Shanishba all the way. Because he says, even if they were Tinek Shanishba, but doesn't mean that's only the Gabba saving their lives, but doesn't mean they would have halacha of a Jew, L'chol Davar. So that there would be a Mashmois in that Tshuva, not like that. where else do we see this, the limitations of Tinek Shenishba? If we look in the Mishnah Berurah in Aruch Chaim, Simon Shin Pei Hei, it's talking about Erev Chatzeres. It says, Halacha, that we rent from a guy, there's no bittul Rishus by a guy, right? It means you have to make it all into one Rishus for Erev Chatzeres. Now, a guy can't be part of the Erev, so we have to rent. Now, what about a Jew who doesn't keep Torah, a Mumma? So can he do bittul Rishus, or do we also have to rent from them, because they obviously can't participate in the Erev, because they don't agree that the Erev actually works. So can they be Mevata Rishus? So it seems to be Taylor on this Shaila, do they have a din like a goy, and therefore the bittul doesn't work, or not? That's the discussion over there. So Shulchan Aruch Paskins, in Shin Pei A, that Tzedoki could be Mevata Rishus, right? So this goes with Shulchan Aruch, the Shittasi, we mentioned the Beis Yosef B'nei HaKaroim. Tzedoki is the same thing. They were brought up with a mistaken upbringing. So they have a din tinek shenishba. The Beis Yosef says that they would have a Jew l'chol davar. Seems to be he's referring also over here. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, but yesh oimim demechal shabbosais befarhesia, which is another way to become a mumma. Right? There's another path called mechal shabbos farhesia in front of 10 people, or if it's yadua to many people, mechal shabbos farhesia. Says the Mishnah Berurah that mechal shabbos farhesia, many poskim would say that it would be no halach of tinek shenishba by mechal shabbos farhesia. It's a big chiddush. But the Mishnah Berurah says many poskim, and he's matmiya on the Beis Yosef, he doesn't bring all these poskim that say mechal shabbos farhesia doesn't have a din tinek shenishba. Now, what would be the difference between Mechal Shabbos for Hestia to anything else we were discussing? Why is Mechal Shabbos for Hestia worse? So,
this Mechal Shabbos for Hestia is somebody who was once from and is now Mechal Shabbos, or he.
So there, they're talking about if they were once from, it gets much worse, right? Because they're not Tanik Shnishba,
but
Mishaburus talking about Tzedaki. So it seems to be that the understanding is that Tzedaki was brought up as a Tzedaki, right? It's a family of Tzedakim. And the reason why the Beis Yosef says it's okay is because the Tzedaki is a Tanik Shanishba. And the Mishpura says, one second, Mechal Shabbos for Hesia, the Noah Halach of Tanik Shanishba. It says, many Paiskim, you have to be Machmer for Tanik Shanishba. You have to be Machmer. So the question is. What? It's an interesting Kenyan, it's Rabbanu Mesakin. But it seemed they were only misaken for someone who has a Yiddish status. It's like a new chiddush. It's not a regular kinyan. It's a new chiddush of bittul that they gave for Yidin, and they wouldn't give it for someone as the status of a guy. That comes out from the Gemara over there. So what would be the difference? So Rashi in Chulin says Mechal Shabbos Vahesia means because someone's Mechal Shabbos Vahesia is being made that he's been kofa ma'aseh b'reishis. Through his actions, he's been made in kofa ma'aseh b'reishis. So you could say that's the chiluk. Kofa ma'aseh b'reishis. So very nice is a tinnik shenishba, but it could be that wouldn't help in this case. Because Mechal Shabbos v'Hesia, the reason why he has a din of a mumma l'chol davar is not because, and a chanama, maybe he's a shayig, but at the end of the day, his actions are being made, that he's been kofa ma'aseh b'reishis, maybe that would be a problem and be less be able to say the het of tinnik shenishba. This is an interesting story with the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish had a bacha by him, by Suda. This is brought down in different svarim, and one of the bachrim said started speaking about Gemara, about Og Melech HaBashan and Shalosh Pasoi, and he spoke in a way that showed that he didn't believe in the Chazal. So Chazon Ish told them to take the wine off the table. That means that the question is in the svarim, was that a Migdal Milsa? He wanted to scare him a little bit. Was that actually held that even if someone made a mistake, then that could potentially go into it. So the question is, in Mechal Shabbos, is his Maisa Meid that not? So actually you could say the Sfarim the other way around. I found in the Sfarim they speak about a story when someone had someone by him for Kiddush, and he wasn't from, and he ended up making Kiddush. And the problem was the Yayin She'inim Avushal, and the question was, if he's not going to drink the wine which he made Kiddush on, it would obviously be a big embarrassment, and it would be very awkward, right? He's not coming back again. So the question was, what should he do? Does he have to be, say, one second, he doesn't keep the Torah, or not? So I saw in Yalkut Yosef, he brings from Chuvas Binyan Tzion, I think it's Ettinger maybe, Chuvas Binyan Tzion, he says that the whole concept of Kofa Maisa Breishis was only once when it was clear that's what Shabbos is all about. He says, nowadays when Shabbos is so hefka, and there's so many Yidin, unfortunately, who don't keep the Shabbos, so when someone doesn't keep Shabbos, he's not showing that he's been Kofa Maisa Breishis. The whole world is so mavulbal, it's so mavulbal, and everything's so confusing that his actions aren't being made that kofa ma'aseh b'reishis. It goes both ways. On one hand, we were saying that maybe someone who's mechal Shabbos for Hesia, we won't be able to give him the heter of tinnik shenishba. But then you could say maybe nowadays, the Chos Ben Nitzion is saying that nowadays, because everything is so up for grabs and everything is so confusing, so maybe it's less of a being made on kofa ma'aseh b'reishis. And he says even more. He says, one second. What is this Yid doing? What is this Yid doing? He's actually sitting on this coat, he's making Kiddush. He's making Kiddush. How could you say he's being kofa ma'aseh b'reishis? He's making Kiddush on this coat. So, sorry? In Israel, everyone knows what they're saying. They know what they're saying. They're making Kiddush and they mean it. I just want to finish off with one more nafgamina of the halachas of Tinek Shnishba in Hilchas Tvila. The Mishabro brings, what about being mitztaref, mumma, people who don't keep Torah, to minyanim. Now, I think the general hurrah is that you mitztaref everyone to a minyan. I think that is the general hurrah. Now, Mishabro brings from the Rambam in Chuvas Per Ador. This is the first time I've seen a Chuvas Per Ador from the Rambam. The Rambam says that the karoim, you cannot be mitztaref them to a minyan. You can't be mitztaref karoim. Now, this is those karoim that we just said is the maramakim that the Beis Yosef says. B'nei HaKaroyim HaTinik Shenishba, right? That's the ultimate Tinik Shenishba. Let me say this is black and white Tinik Shenishba in the Beis Yosef. So again, we might see a limitation over here. The Rambam in Chuvas Per Ador is saying that Karoyim, people will think there's no such thing as Torah Shabbal Peh, you cannot be Mitzarif them to a minion. So one second, why can't you be Mitzarif them to a minion? Says the Rambam, a simple concept. He says, how could he bestow them to minyan when they don't believe in the concept of tefillah? They don't believe in the concept of other things they do believe in, but in the concept of tefillah, which is at Kondrabon, they don't believe. In the concept of minyan, concept of zimun, they don't believe in. Says the Rambam, they can't be bestow them to minyan. Now, the one thing is that there's a tshuva of Moshe Feinstein, I think quite famous. I spoke to people, they quoted me this tshuva of Moshe Feinstein in Orach Chaim. He brings a raya from that we learn out minyan from Eda, and Eda was Meraglim, and the Meraglim were Kofrim. He says, you see that you could be mitzaref Kofrim to minyan. That's what Moshe Feinstein says. The question is, how does this Moshe Feinstein stim with the Rambam? So Moshe Feinstein is not arguing with the Rambam. The Rambam says very clearly, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, that people who don't believe in minyan, you can't be mitzaref to minyan, which is a very nice concept, a very easy to understand concept. If they don't believe, how could you join in with them for Davar Shel Kedusha? They don't believe in what you join in to do. That means even though in the rest of the Torah they might, yes, have a lachah to nikshin shpah, but when you come to join in with them in the minyan, join say Kedusha together, one second, we're not on the same team, we don't believe. So that's the svar of the Rambam. So how does a Moshe say that you can be mitzaref from Davar Shel Kedusha? He brings a raya from Raglim, which is a very nice raya, but obviously he's not ignoring the Rambam. So I saw one sefer, he asked the question, he didn't, in that sefer, he didn't come with a clear, he was struggling to understand the chiluk. I thought maybe a potential chiluk is that if someone's coming to Davin, so obviously he does believe. If someone's coming to Davin, obviously he does believe. The Rambam talked about Karoim that fundamentally do not believe in Torah Sheval Peh. If they fundamentally don't believe in Torah Sheval Peh, so when you join me, when they come to a minyan, that's a big problem. That's for the Rambam. But Moshe's tshuva is someone asked about Mumma L'chal Shabbosos, right? Which generally you have a din of Mumma. But the Tinuk Shenishba. And now they're coming to Davin. He's talking about it could be even out Tinuk Shenishba. But he's saying that they're coming to Davin. The question was to be mitzaref them with a minyan. Says Moshe, for Davin Shabbos, you can be mitzaref them with a minyan. I'll just say once a story that happened with me. I was in a restaurant in New York. And my brother-in-law was going back to Muncie, and it would be a long drive. And it would have been very hard for him to find a minyan later. So there was a big group of Israelis, no one wearing yarmulkes, tattoos, bracelets, not from in any sense of the word. And they were all sitting over there, and we had a discussion at our table, can we go over to them? Will they be annoyed at us if to ask them a minyan? You know, sitting in a restaurant, a minyan, like, it's not always something people appreciate. Even from Jews don't always appreciate that. So a big shaila in our family. In the end, I think my mother or my sister went over, asked them, they said, minyan, betach. They all came, but they didn't have yarmulkes. We gave them cloths from the restaurant, napkins. They sat down, and they done with us, no problem. And after we had a photo with them, they were so happy to see Yidden. While we were having the photo, one of the people was still davening Shemoneh Esrei. He had a 15-minute Shemoneh Esrei. He was standing there outside the restaurant. Shemoneh Esrei, now the photo, it was a bit awkward. He's davening there. And he was davening 15-minute Shemoneh Esrei. So again, people, even if they don't keep Torah, but this really opened my mind. When they stand to daven, they're coming to daven. If they're coming to daven, of course they believe. You just have to sometimes trigger it a little bit. So this is many of the nafkaminas ramifications of the halachas of Tinah Shenishba. We mentioned Mum L'chal Shabbosos. Would someone who's Mechal Shabbos Vesi have a halach of Tinah Shenishba? Maybe nowadays yes, maybe not. Again, everything is totally on how much exposure they have. The Chazanish says that who knows if you do more kiruv to them, maybe they would come back, and therefore they don't have a status of a mumma. That's the Shitz Chazanish. So I saw someone said that if they end up ever becoming frum, that means that was the amount of kiruv they needed. So they were never a mumma. They were always a tinnik shenishba. But if they never end up coming frum, then you could maybe weigh it up. But this is some of the discussion. Thank you.
Very good.